Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
So today's article takes us to Europe. Have you ever been to Europe, Elsie?
I haven't been to Europe yet.
Oh, no.
I really want to spend my holidays there someday.
Mm-hmm.
What about your Pat? Apart from the UK, where you are from,
yep.
That's in Europe.
For the moment, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been to Ireland, which isn't in the UK. It's Europe, it's not UK. I've also been to Spain and Portugal, France and Croatia, Malta and Germany.
That's quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Which one did you like the most?
Well, I can't really remember France. I went there when I was very young. Germany was one of them was for work.
Mm-hmm.
Croatia is the only one of those countries that I have visited in the last 10 years. So my memories of that one are fresher, I guess. And that was a really cool place.
Mm, I've heard that Croatia is a very beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the article we're going to talk about today is...
it's taking us to one of those countries, Germany, right?
Oh, Germany.
We're going to Germany and talk about a special celebration that takes place in Germany. Let's read through and find out all about it.
Reading.
Walpurgisnacht, a night of fire and fun. A cool breeze makes your cheeks glow as you climb Brocken, the highest peak of the Harz Mountains in Germany. On the mountain path, you're surrounded by witches and warlocks, or rather, people dressed like them. It's the night of April 30th, and you're about to participate in Walpurgisnacht. Or Walpurgis Night. It's named after Saint Walpurga, an English missionary who traveled to Germany. Traditionally, Walpurgis Nacht was the night when witches and warlocks gathered to recount their evil deeds before kicking off a wild party. Farmers would hang herbs on their doors or ring church bells to keep the evil spirits away. These days, however, people want to celebrate with the witches and warlocks instead of escaping from them. They dress up in costumes, play tricks on people, and generally make as much noise as possible. Some people even continue the tradition of hanging herbs on their doors. The small town of Thale, Germany, is an ideal place to celebrate Walpurgisnacht. More than 35,000 people visit Thale for Walpurgisnacht each year. There, they can dance around large fires until dawn and attend other fun events.
The article begins by saying, a cool breeze makes your cheeks glow as you climb Brocken, the highest peak of the Harz Mountains in Germany. Okay, we've got a few words to look at in that very descriptive sentence. We first talked about a cool breeze. Breeze is B-R-E-E-Z-E, breeze. A breeze is a gentle wind, not a strong wind that might blow things away, but one that might cool you on a hot day or dry your washing quickly when you hang it up outside. We often talk about feeling the breeze when we are at the beach, or in this case, when we're somewhere high.
Breeze 就是微风啦。如果你想要形容天气很舒服，微风习习的，你可以用 breezy 这个字 ，B-R-E-E-Z-Y. It was a breezy day yesterday. My family and I took a walk in the park. 那说到微风呢，我们还可以用 warm 或是 cool 来形容。A warm breeze 和煦的风。文章中呢，则是 a cool breeze 凉爽的风。This breeze is a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes people's cheeks glow.
Yeah, that's right. Now, to glow normally means to give out light. But when we talk about someone's cheeks or face glowing, we mean their face has gone a little bit red. And it might be because of anger or embarrassment. But here, it's because the cold breeze is causing us to bring blood nearer to the skin to keep us warm, but it looks more red, like it's glowing.
Glow, 发光发热。我们的脸部呢可能是因为生气或不好意思的时候而发热。也可能呢是当你在天冷的时候运动，脸部就会因为血液循环而变红。文章这里呢指的就是这样的状况。And this is likely to happen in a cold place or a high place.
Yeah, high place. And in our article, we talk about climbing Brocken, this highest peak of some mountains in Germany. A peak, P-E-A-K, peak, can mean the top of a mountain, but the word can also be used to mean a mountain with a pointed top. Mm-hmm. So you could climb to the peak of a mountain, or you could just climb a peak. Now, in the article, we're using the second meaning for the sentence.
Peak 是山顶或是山本身。那么 peak 在文章当中的指示是什么呢？它指的是 mountain 山。另外呢 ，peak 还有最高点的意思。For example, flight ticket prices reach a peak in July and August because students don't have to go to school.飞机票价呢在七月和八月达到高点高峰，是因为学生不用上学去可以出去玩。Okay, let's go back to the article. Brocken isn't just an ordinary mountain, though. The article says, on the mountain path, you are surrounded by witches and warlocks.
What?
Or rather, people dressed like them.
This is getting a little crazy. Let's look at the word witch, W-I-T-C-H, witch. A witch is a woman who can use magic, especially dark and evil magic. In most stories, a witch is an ugly old woman with a black cat, a pointed hat, and a broom that can fly. People often dress up as witches for Halloween.
Witch 是女巫，同学们都应该很熟悉了。那么 warlocks 又是什么呢？ What about warlocks?
Well, a warlock is kind of like a male witch. It's usually a man who is using dark magic and is working with the devil. It's a little bit different from a wizard who has any kind of magic power.
原来啊 warlock 指的是用巫术来做邪恶事情的男巫师。Wizard 也是男巫师，但是 Wizard 做的事情有好有坏，不一定都是邪恶的哦。So the article brings us to a mountain, and we are surrounded by people dressed as witches and warlocks. What's going on?
Good question. The article says it's the night of April the 30th, and you're about to participate in Walpurgisnacht. Okay, difficult word. It means Walpurgis night.Now, when you're about to do something, it means you will do that thing very soon.
Be about to do something, 即将要做某事。It's very late, I'm about to go to bed. 时间已经很晚了，我要去睡觉了。So why are the people dressed as witches and warlocks on the night of April 30th?Walpurgisnacht. Next, the article tells us it's named after Saint...Walpurga.
Yep.
An English missionary who traveled to Germany.
Okay, now we use this phrase, be named after, to explain where something's name comes from. It means a famous or popular person or thing had a name, and people used that name for something else. In this case, the famous person was Saint Walpurga, who was a missionary. A missionary is a person who brings...Christian teachings and spreads the word of God to people who didn't believe in God before.
The special night is named after the missionary Saint Walpurga. 这个特别的夜晚呢是以传教士 Saint Walpurga 来命名的。那 name 这个字呢我们以前都学过啊，名词名字对不对？那当动词的时候呢是命名。Be named after somebody or something, 以某人或是某物来命名。Their son is named after their favorite movie star. 他们的儿子是以他们最喜欢的电影明星来命名的。All right, back to the article. What happens on this special night?
Okay, the article explains that traditionally, Walpurgisnacht was the night when witches and warlocks gathered to recount their evil deeds before kicking off a wild party. So to recount something means to tell people about something that happened or the things you have done.
Recount, 讲述、叙述故事或是事情发生的经过。On this special night, the witches and warlocks are telling each other about their evil deeds.
Yes, correct. Very strange. A deed, D-E-E-D, deed, is something that is done on purpose. And it's often used to talk about something brave, a brave deed, but here we're talking about evil deeds or bad actions. Maybe these witches, ate some babies or turned people into frogs. Scary stuff.
Deed 是名词，代表的是特别好或是特别坏的行为。文章中指的是 evil deeds, 邪恶的行为。We can also say she's very kind and always does good deeds. 她很善良而且总是做好事。Okay, after these witches and warlocks tell each other all the bad things they've done, they kick off a party?
That's right, they kick off a party.Kick off is today's shortcut for you, so let's watch our video and find out more about how to use it.
Shortcut for you.
I can't wait for our bakery to finally open.
I'm a little nervous. Do you think we'll get a lot of customers?
Don't worry, I planned an event to attract customers.
What event?
We'll have a cake eating contest.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, but I need your advice. How should we kick off the event?
Aren't you supposed to eat the cake in a cake eating contest, not kick it?
Actually, to kick off something means to begin something.
Oh, I see. To kick off something means 开始。I'll try to think of something, but for now, look at this cake.
Wow! It's so beautiful! Wow!
That's the worst way to kick off our grand opening.
Welcome back. So, to kick off something just means to start something. It's a phrase that comes from sports.
Kick off, 也就是 start 或是 begin, 开始的意思啦。Let's get back to the article and find out more about Walpurgis Nacht. It says farmers would hand herbs on their doors or ring church bells to keep the evil spirits away.
That's right. Now,herbs or herbs, you can say it both ways,are plants that either taste nice,or like basil or parsley, jiǒtēncài, that's right,or which can be used to help people or just smell nice.
Herb, 或是我们可以发成 herb 的声音，对不对？用来调味呢，或是制成药材的香草或药草都可以用这个字。That was in the past, though. Now, as the article says, these days, however, people want to celebrate with the witches and warlocks instead of escaping from them.
Okay, so party with them. Don't make them go away. Next, as the article says, they dress up in costumes,play tricks on people, and generally make as much noise as possible. Very wild. To dress up in something means to put on special clothes for a reason, often to pretend to be something.
To dress up 是打扮的意思。I need to dress up because I'm going to a dinner party.To dress up in 后面加上服装代表的是穿着特别的衣服。The girls like to dress up in their mother's clothes and pretend they are going to work. 女孩们穿着妈妈的衣服假装要去工作。另外呢，我们还可以说 to dress up us 后面加人物角色，代表的是装扮成某个模样。My brother dressed up as Spider-Man on Halloween. 我的弟弟啊，在万圣节的时候装扮成蜘蛛人。装扮成蜘蛛人的服装，我们就说 costume.
Yeah, costumes. If you want to pretend to be something, you want to put on or dress up in a costume. C-O-S-T-U-M-E. Costume. A costume is a set of clothes that make you look like someone or something else. Actors wear costumes for plays, and people dress up in costumes for Halloween.
Costume, 道具服. What was your costume last Halloween, Pat?
Didn't wear one.
I didn't dress up either.
I didn't dress up, no.
All right.
I'm too old, I don't party anymore.
That's all right. People not only dress up in costumes, but also play tricks on each other.On this special night.
That's right. To play tricks on someone means to do something to trick people, to make them believe that something isn't true, like on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm. Trick 在文章当中啊，当名词用是诡计、恶作剧的意思。To play a trick on somebody, 对某人恶作剧。My friend played a trick on me yesterday. They put a fake cockroach in my pocket. 这两句也可以合并哦，变成 My friend played a trick on me yesterday by putting a fake cockroach in my pocket. 我们用 by 加动名词代出方式。The article also says some people evencontinue the tradition of handing herbs on their doors.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good old thing. All you have to do, you get a bunch、mm-hmm. of this fresh green stuff, you nail it up or、mm-hmm. hang it up there, smells really nice.、Mm-hmm. And it, you know, we hang up Christmas、
yes.
you know, plants and stuff, so it's the same idea. Next, we learn that the small town of Thala, I believe that's right, Thala in Germany, is the ideal place to celebrate Walpurgisnacht. That's a hard word to say.
That's really hard.
Okay, so in that last sentence, we saw the word ideal. I-D-E-A-L. Ideal. It's an adjective, and ideal means perfect or the best. So this place, this town in Germany, is an ideal place to see Walpurgisnacht, okay? Which means it is the best place to see it. It's the great place you can go and see all the best stuff, all the best costumes. We could also talk about an ideal job, which you really like, it's perfect. An ideal boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife. You could talk about an ideal perfect vacation and so on.
Ideal.理想的这个字啊，只比 idea 点子多了 l 这个字母在后面。An ideal place 理想的地方 ，an ideal job 理想的工作，也可以是 an ideal person 理想的人选。Mary is an ideal person for this job. Mary 是这个工作的理想人选。The article tells us Thala、mm-hmm. is an ideal place to celebrate.Walpurgisnacht?、
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people seem to think so too. Our article says more than 35,000 people visit Thala for Walpurgisnacht each year.
You're doing well with these German
I'm
words,
trying
aren't
so
you?
So hard.
We should actually have mentioned at the start, we use the V sound for Walpurgisnacht. You'll、mm-hmm. read it as a W in the article. We're saying it with a V because that's how the German language is usually pronounced. Okay, back to the article, and let's wrap up the first day of the article with this final sentence. It says, there, meaning in Thala, they, the people who visit, can dance around large fires until dawn, so until the sun comes up, andattend other fun events.、Mm-hmm. So they can go to all of these crazy parties, they can dance around the fire, have fun with the witches and warlocks, dressing up and playing tricks and having all kinds of fun.
Sounds great. We'll learn more about this holiday tomorrow, but now it's time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so today's question is, which holiday do you enjoy celebrating the most, and why?、Mm, Over to you.
For me, I like Chinese New Year the most、
uh-huh.
because I can have some days off and get together with my family.、
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is that on Chinese New Year's Eve, I can get a red envelope.、
Uh-huh.
And everybody in my family sits around the table and has a wonderful dinner. What about you, Pat?
Chinese New Year is kind of fun for、mm-hmm. me to have here with my new family. Christmas is a similar thing, family, food, everybody
yes.
getting together in the UK. I do kind of like Easter because I do like chocolate eggs.
复活节?
Yeah, and I do like Halloween because
it is fun
to dress up
yes.
and go to parties, even if I don't do that anymore. I really love April Fool's Day.
愚人节。
Because I love to play tricks on people. The people who work in my office will tell you that that's their worst day of the year because they know something's going to happen.
Wow.
They won't know when or where or how or what, but they know it's coming.
Next time is my turn to play a trick on Pat.
We'll see. We will see. Other festivals in Taiwan, I quite like Moon Festival,
I have to say.
Because of the barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Dragon Boat Festival?
Dragon Boat Festival was the first one I ever saw in Taiwan. I'd been here maybe 4 or 5 weeks, and we went to see the Dragon Boat races, and we ate the zongzi,
mm-hmm.
that's right?
Zongzi.
And so that always has a special place in my heart. But Moon Festival is at a good time of year. It's hot, it's nice out to be outside. It's always a lot of fun.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for mm-hmm. today. Thanks for watching. Join us again tomorrow for part two of our article on Walpurgisnacht. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Walpurgisnacht, a night of fire and fun. A cool breeze makes your cheeks glow as you climb Brocken, the highest peak of the Harz Mountains in Germany. On the mountain pass, you're surrounded by witches and warlocks, or rather, people dressed like them. It's the night of April 30th, and you're about to participate in Walpurgisnacht, or Walpurgis Night. It's named after Saint Walpurga, an English missionary who traveled to Germany. Traditionally, Walpurgisnacht was the night when witches and warlocks gathered to recount their evil deeds before kicking off a wild party. Farmers would hang herbs on their doors or ring church bells to keep the evil spirits away. These days, however, people want to celebrate with the witches and warlocks instead of escaping from them. They dress up in costumes, play tricks on people, and generally make as much noise as possible. Some people even continue the tradition of hanging herbs on their doors. The small town of Thalle, Germany, is an ideal place to celebrate Walpurgisnacht. More than 35,000 people visit Thalle for Walpurgisnacht each year. There, they can dance around large fires until dawn and attend other fun events.
Vocabulary Review.
Breeze. We listened as the tree branches moved in the breeze outside our tent. Peak. Even in the summer, there is snow on that mountain's peak. Witch. The children love to hear stories about witches and monsters on Halloween. Deed. Trent tries to do at least one good deed for someone every day. Costume. We have to wear costumes to Monica's party, so I'm going to be an angel. Ideal. Taipei's Da'an Forest Park is an ideal place to enjoy a picnic on a sunny day.